Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 23rd day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis, Yisro Chag. Masechta Kloim, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is going to deal with mixing diverse kinds of animals, Kilei Behemah, as it's called. But first we're going to talk about Kilei HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem, if you have tavua, grain, or vegetables that was sown in a vineyard, asurin milizra, it is absolutely forbidden to sow it. The Torah says clearly, lo sizra karmo chokilaim, you shall not sow in your vineyard diverse kinds. And min haTorah, this prohibition is only when a person sowed a wheat kernel and a barley kernel, two different kinds which are already climbed with each other, and a grape seed in one throw of the hand, in one hole. Or he sowed two different types of vegetables in one, plus a grape seed in one hole. Or he sowed one grain and one vegetable seed and one grape seed. In each case, they're kalim with the grape seed. So that's the only time one would be over this ilav min haTorah, lo sizra karmo chokilaim, when you sowed already. When one sows a diverse mixture in with the grape seed. However, it's also prohibited. And then if a person does that, it becomes mamash asur bahanah, as we'll soon see. However, it's also asur to sow next to vines of vegetables or crops, as we've learned earlier on, or to plant a vine next to vegetables, as we said in previous Mishnahs. Continues the Mishnah, umilakayem. And it's also prohibited to keep Kilei HaKerem. If a person sees a mixture growing in his vineyard, he has to uproot it. V'asurin b'ana, and they're also osur b'ana. This is because it says in the Torah, pentikdash, lest it become kodesh. Now kodesh, tukadesh, our rabbis learn it as tukadesh, lest it be necessary to burn it, i.e. osur b'ana, nothing to do with it. Kilei zeraim, if however it was a diverse kind of seeds that did not include any grape seeds. It was, let's say, wheat and barley that he sowed together, or two different types of vegetables growing together. Asur milizraya, that you're not allowed to sow. But if a person, umilakayim, nor you're allowed to keep it growing in your vegetable gardens or your crops. However, umotron bachil of a koskumana, if a person did sow diverse kinds of zroim, diverse kinds of seeds or of crops, they would be muta bachila. They're not asa bachila. The only time that the Torah talks about it is the isur zriah. It's only asur to sow it, but not to have benefit from it or eat it. The other difference, of course, is that the prohibition of Kilei HaKerem applies in Eretz Yisrael min haTorah, but chutz la'aretz also midrabanan. Whereas Kilei Zeraim, just that sowing wheat and barley together, their chachamim only, it's also on the osur be'eretz Yisrael, however, and the chachamim did not make a gzera outside of Israel. Continues the Mishnah. Kilei begodnim, different types of fabrics, i.e. wool and linen together, shatnas, that was made into a garment, mutorin b'chol dover. It's permitted to weave it and to keep it. You're allowed to have it in your house. The only thing you're not allowed to do is wear it. Ve'enon asurin ela melilbash. The Torah says clearly, lo silbash shatnas, you shall not wear the mixture. Kilei behema, if a person has two different types of animals, butorin legadal kaim, you're allowed to keep them, you're allowed to breed them for your work, or some sort means you're allowed to have in your stable, the allowed to eat from one in one stable. Ve'enam asur ne'elam milarbiya. One is only prohibited to actually mate two different kinds of animals, as it says, behemtcha lo sarbiya kilayim. Your animals, you should not mate them together. Lo sibacha sibir kilayim. Kilei behema, any animals that have been born out of a mixed mating. For example, if you have an offspring of a male horse with a female donkey, which is a form of a mule usually, or and the other offspring, you had another animal that was born from a female mother, from a female horse and a male donkey. Asura and Zabuza. They're considered diverse kinds, even though each of them has one parent as a horse, one parent as a donkey. They're considered absolutely osur to graft with each other, breed with each other. As the Torah says, L'sisha, L'sachrish b'shor v'chama yachtov, you shall not plow with you cannot do mate them together, nor can you do work with them together. As it says, you shall not plow with the ox and donkey together. And even though each one is a product of an ox, of a horse and a donkey, but because their parents are different, they're considered like different animals. Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that even though it says in the Torah you shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together, this issur, this prohibition, does not just apply to an ox and donkey. It applies to any two different kinds together. As it says, as the Gemara learns, echad shor, echad kol behema, ox or any animal, will be governed by the issur of kilayim. Why does it mention oxen and donkeys? Because that's the normal. That's the normal situation, the normal animals that they have at his disposal. Behemo in behemo, says the Mishnah, if you have two different types of domestic animals, v'chayim, chayo, two different undomesticated animals, behemo and chayo, v'chayim, behemo, or you have a behemo, of a domestic animal, with a non-domestic animal, or vice versa, which is really the same thing, as the Mepharshim point out. Tameim, tameya, a animal that's treif, with an animal that's also not good, that's treif. Utoirim, toiro, if you have two animals. And the animal, and the each animal was tamei. Was tamei means it's also bachila. Utoirim, toiro, if you had two animals that are kosher, muta bachila. Tameya im tohoiro, toirim, tameya. Or if you had here a treif animal with a kosher animal, or vice versa. Again, that's really the same thing. If it's a tameim tohoiro, is the same case as tohoiro tameya. All these cases, Asurin, lacharosh, you're not allowed to plow with them together. Velimshaych, or to draw a wagon with them, bound to a wagon together. Ulahanig, or to lead them as they are tied together, even if it's not for the sake of the animal. Even if it's not for the sake of malacha, you're not doing anything. So it would be prohibited, both limshaych, again, limshaych means to draw a wagon, or masa, ulahanig, and also to tie them together, even if they're not actually transporting any wagons or any freight. That's how the Rambam learns. Others learn that it means, you know, that it means that you do want to get some work done with them, just to stumble lead them without any malacha, that would not be osur. And they learn that the word limshech means to draw together a wagon or a freight. Or plowing means plowing together without any human input to help them. Lahanig means that they do the work, but they're doing it with a man driving them. That's how others learn. Now, we've learnt the Mishnah the way most learn it, that the prohibition, Minatora, applies to any two kinds. You can't do work with any two kinds, whether one's kosher, whether one's tomei, treif, or vice versa. However, the Rambam learns that there is a pause to be made, and he's at the words, after the words, Tohoram, Tohoram. In other words, according to the Rambam learns Pshat, that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about Kili Harba. It's talking about the mixing, mating together, and different kinds. And it wants to tell us that what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that Kili Behema, do different types of animals, are only prohibited to mate together, that's with an animal domesticated with domesticated, or undomesticated with undomesticated, or an animal that's behema, that's a domestic animal with an undomestic animal, or vice versa. Tameya, im tahora, or with a treif animal, with a kosher animal, or even two kosher animals. All these are prohibited to mate together if they're different kinds. But to have a tameya with a tahora, to have a tome animal, a treif animal, with a kosher animal, that where one min, one of the species is kosher, one of the species is treif, is tome, then apart from the prohibition of harba, of mating these animals together, there would be also an isur to plow and to draw and to draw with them to lead them. That would also be awesome. This minatar, but mirabonon, would be asur any two minim, which are kolim arba, any two minim which are considered kolim, which are considered diverse or for prohibited to mate together, you cannot also plow together or draw or lead together. So again, according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah is the first part of Mishnah is continuation of the previous Mishnah, it's not talking about malacha that's prohibited, rather it's talking about mating. All the laws that we said before in the previous Mishnah, that it's also to mate different animals together, whether it's kosher with a kosher animal, whether it's domestic with domestic or undomestic with domestic. However, once you have a trefa animal with a kosher animal, then in addition to the prohibition of mating, there's also prohibition of leading. And that's where Charlach HaRosh B'Shem Ivelim Shech V'Lahanek. That's how the Rambam learns the Mishnah. That's Min HaTorah, of course. Min Rabbanan, it would be Asur, even if they are both kosher animals, but they're different kinds, or to work together. That also cannot be done. Min Rabbanan.